This is the end of the world. You either wake up or you don't.
Quickness, chemical warfare, provoking sickness. Annihilation, written thesis, bomb unleashes, shrapnel pieces. Political dynasty, vigorous lies, multi-death, on the rise. Realize, the demise, it's all over, no surprise.
There's a war outside, and it's far from being done. I only speak for myself, but no, I'm not the only one. Fuckers got us with the plane, set us back on 9/11. Families into the bank, got a twisted view of heaven. Either rabbi or a reverend, I just follow the dope and keep an extra 4 pounds right up under my coat.
Bird in my house that's coming down the stairs, you know, something darted away. Figured it would be like, if anything, a mouse. Not that I've ever noticed us having mouse problems, though I do live on the second floor. And now it's a little wee bird. Oh, and now it's flying. I don't know, should I try to guide this thing outside? Leave it in? This is very weird. Well, that's kind of tricky, because it is raining outside, so that makes it tougher to convince an animal to go outside. And I can't just leave the front door open, because Relic's bike is there. But I just noticed, I don't know, I lost track of the bird. There's like a little spare apartment here. It's like the lady who owns the house, but she lives in L.A. or Las Vegas or something. So she's not here, but her place is open. So that must be how that bird got in the first place. There must be an open window in there or something. And I think the bird went back in there. So I guess the bird can find its own way back out. Can get back to that window or something. It's weird. I got a lot of experience with, picking up spiders and putting them outside, or moths and things. I always try not to kill them if I can at all help it. But it's weird when it's a bird, significantly more living. Man, it's really fucking rainy outside. Maybe I should just stay in, but fuck it. I do have some stuff I gotta do. Gotta run some errands, so I figured just to keep myself from being bored, why not do a show? I also don't have the battery charger for my camera, so it's a little bit of a race against time. So last show. Oh, that reminds me. In the museum, or not the museum, the airport in Miami. Oh shit, I don't know, this is kind of fucking windy and shitty. I do have an umbrella though. Yeah, after the cruise, the Keith and the Girl cruise, I was in the airport and I happened to bump into Jeremy and Newsy. And we were all just hanging out, waiting for our bus, or our fucking planes. And they were doing renovation on the airport. And birds got in there somehow. So these, like, you know, there's like trees in the airport just placed there. But there were like birds in the tree, and that just seemed extra cool. Having birds inside, it was just neat. It's like if you could genetically engineer a bird that wouldn't shit all over the place, it'd be a nice little addition to the ambiance of your establishment, have some birds in there. So last show I tried using Keith and Hemda's Zoom, their fancy pants audio recorder, and it fucking turned out like shit. But I was too vain to just delete the whole episode. So everyone who struggled through the even worse than usual sound quality of the last episode, thanks very much. There were a couple little segments I had to lose all the other. They just, you couldn't hear them at all. It picked up wind like unbelievably. So loud. Which I did not think of. So I still want to experiment with that thing a little more. But obviously it is not meant to be outside. Maybe if I created some kind of little wind guard for it or something. But that made me think, this DV cam, surprisingly good for wind, but it does sometimes still get those little licks. Those little licks of wind sound that sometimes I go in and take out. Sometimes I'm too lazy and I can't be bothered. But today's a moderately windy day, so today I'm experimenting with just a different way to grip this thing. If I hold it with my hand higher up, so that my hand is like around the mic, I'm wondering if that'll cut down on the wind noise. So we'll see. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed it in ham radios before, where just all of a sudden it'll go thump, thump, you know, these loud wind noises. So we'll see if we got any of those today. This seems too easy to fix it, but maybe it will. Maybe I just was never mindful of it until I tried that Zoom, and that thing is a fucking disaster. Even just like when I was in the subway, just walking. It wasn't even outside wind, because that was a windy day. But yeah, that thing, wow. Not good with the wind. Alright, you know what? Fuck this. This is ridiculous. Holy shit. This is really fucking windy and rainy. And I could really use some fucking gloves. My hands are freezing. I'm not really doing anything that goddamn important. Gotta get some keys made. Gotta get some time for my phone. Holy shit. Maybe I should get something to eat while I'm out here. I don't know. Fuck. Anyway, this is a band called Violins. That Ian gets these emails of just like lists she signed up to, shit that's going on in town. And in one of them, this band was playing. We didn't end up making it to the show, but the guy described this one song in particular. He's like, man, if you hear this song, if you hear this song and you don't just play it again and again, like three or four times in a row, then there's something wrong with your ears. I was like, alright, douche, that's a little strong. I bet I'm gonna go listen to this and it's gonna suck nuts. But I listened to it and I actually kinda like it. It's pretty catchy. I did not listen to it three or four times in a row, but, you know, I can't complain. So here's Violins with some song name that I don't remember.
You
So it's taken some time, but I just went to the bank machine. I figure I might as well do something while I'm out here, because I'm getting a little low on money. And starting to get a little low. Still not extremely super low if I had a job. If I had a job, I'd be sitting all right. But when you have no income, money goes fast. Anyway, let's just play a song. It's fucking windy and cold out here. This is Pods and Gods. Oh, fuck. My umbrella's, like, doing that bullshit where it flips inside out. There we go. I don't even know where I got this umbrella. It's not a super great one. This is... I don't know where this song is from. It's not on one of their main albums. It was kind of obscure in some way, but I've lost a lot of my NoFX trivia, so I have no idea where this is from. And it's about UFOs and Jesus. It's kind of catchy. Here's a song that, if any of y'all recall, when I was playing some shit from the new Everlast album, I was saying how, I was really into Everlast. I liked a lot of stuff from his first album, and I mean his real first album, not fucking Forever Everlasting, that doesn't count. And, the second one, Eat It Whitey's, was real good. Then the third one kind of lost me a bit. I still listen to it a fair amount. And this fourth one, I haven't really gone out of my way to try to get into it all yet. Oh, back under the awning of my fucking house. Fuck, it's cold. I remember I did a ham radio a while ago where it was raining, but that was a lot more pleasant. It wasn't as fucking cold as this. Anyway, that his stuff seems kind of... Everlast stuff seems a little overproduced. And almost like he's just... You know, his formula is becoming formulaic. It's starting to feel sort of stale. That I kind of wish he would lean toward the countryside more and just be a little rougher, a little grittier. And then I found a song that fits that bill fucking perfectly. This is a song he did with Snoop Dogg on Snoop Dogg's last album that I played before. But on like the special editions of his new album, it's got some like bonus tracks, some demos and shit. And this is one of the demos. This is him doing the song himself instead of Snoop Dogg singing it. The Snoop Dogg version is really good too, actually. Snoop Dogg is one of those dudes like Eminem who's like, despite being a rapper, is kind of a good singer. But yes, this is just kind of a down and dirty, quick demo version. It's kind of cool. I'm back in the house. I've got the Zoom set up again on a nice little tripod, not moving at all. Should not have wind problems. And I vaguely remembered when I was using it the other day, but I mean, I just pulled it out of my book bag and, you know, didn't fuck with it much. I guess I can probably plug headphones into this and monitor it also, but I'm not going to do that right now because I'm listening to music with my headphones. There was a way to change, like, input levels. Because that last show I did, I had to boost that by like 20 decibels. It was a lot of boosting, but it still sounded really good. If it wasn't for the wind, like the actual talking part sounded good. So let me throw to a couple of songs at each of the different settings. This is low. This is what I was using the other day. So I'll probably have to boost this one. This is another thing that was one of the Everlast bonus tracks. It's this show called... True Calling? Is that what it's called? It doesn't matter. Some shitty show with Holly Hunter in it. I downloaded the first one. Did not care for it much. So Everlast did the theme song to this show.
And I like it. I mean, so far, I mean, this has been out for a bit, but I just had like a crappy YouTube version. So this is the first time I've gotten a copy of the actual like album quality version of the song. But yeah, I remember I had this back in Vancouver, and I like it. So far, I like it better than anything on the new Everlast album, though I really still haven't delved into it much, to be fair. Man, what the fuck is this? It doesn't even matter what this song's called. It'll be on the page. I'll put the name. So here's some Everlast with... I'm gonna remember the name of this song. Anyway, here it is. Called Saving Grace. I remember now. Anyway, I need to get a coffee. I'm sure I would have bought one if I stayed outside. I suppose I could make one here at home. Home coffee is always kind of crappy. I got this thing I do now, though, where I got, like, Ovaltine, which is, like, not great for you, but better for you than hot chocolate anyway, like the chocolate Ovaltine. So instead of sugar, I use that, because first off, I mean, hot chocolate's just better than sugar and coffee. I used to do that when I was back home. I just have like little packets of hot chocolate that I just keep in my pocket. And like if I went to McDonald's or whatever, you just get a coffee with some cream but no sugar. And then you go put the sugar in yourself. It must have seemed weirdly junkie-ish to pull this little packet out and open it up and tap out some sugar and stir it in. I mean, some chocolate. So I was listening to Brad Sucks' new album, and the first song is called Dropping Out of School. And I remember as I was listening to it, like, I bet this song would sound good as an acoustic version. It'd be cool if he did an acoustic version. And then I realized that he releases the source files to all of his songs. So Maybe he doesn't need to do an acoustic version. Maybe I could. Maybe I could just go strip out all the electric elements and see what was left. And it didn't really work as well with that song. It was okay. But the one that really turned out, because I started doing that with a bunch of his songs, see how it would go, and it was this song called Fake It, that in its electric version isn't even one of my very favorite songs on the album. But, yeah, I kind of shifted some things around a little bit and made this just simple little acoustic version of the song, and I really like how it turned out. Sounds very cool. So this is Fake It by Brad Sucks, the acoustic edit.
If we can make it up every day, I'll have you know I got nothing to hide. If it's the same with you, I'll be on my way out to something that I like. Well, now can't explain the changes in my patience lately. Oh, decide. I can't explain the changes in my patience lately. Alright, is it so hard to fake it? Is it so hard to fake it? Is it so hard to take wrong advice? Is it so hard? Ooh, and I got something that you can't treat. Modern science says it can't be. And every morning when I can't sleep, oh, I'll be yelling that I can't breathe. And I wonder why. I can't explain the changes in my patience lately. Oh, decide. I can't explain the changes in my patience lately. Alright, is it so hard to fake it? Is it so hard to fake it? Is it so hard to take wrong advice? Is it so hard
to say that it's a state I was found in? My heart's an idiot, my head is pounding. Safe to say that it's a state I was found in. My heart's an idiot, my head is pounding away. It's something that I can fake. It's something that I can fake. Oh yes, I'm so fake.
Alright, this one is set to high mode, so hopefully I'm not totally blown out. This is probably for if you're sitting across a room or something, and I am not. So let's just do one more song, be a short show today. This is just more tech testing. I think my MP3 player might have finally bit it, by the way. Not totally bit it, but not be usable anymore. My little $20 clip one that I've been bragging about, that I do love, but the button's been sticking a little bit lately. And now it's kind of stuck. Maybe it's okay now. I'm going to have to be careful with this thing, though. It gets jammed so that... It just happened just now, but so that it's stuck in a permanently depressed position. So, it just turns on and off, basically. Yeah, that's working right there. I should stop fucking with it. Anyway. Let's finish with Smashing Pumpkins. They put out their return album, Zeitgeist, a couple of years ago. And, a year ago, whenever that was. Then an EP called American Gothic. And on it is this song called Pox that totally is just really feels like a 90s song to me. Really 90s-ish song. And I like it. Not the greatest song in the entire fucking world, but I always thought it was catchy. So here's Pox by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Another dumb kid shot up. Another restless bitch back the dream. We're giving back the dream. Another plastic squeeze, sun kiss. Another baby tweeze, a lost skin. We do as we please, but what will? I choose to forget just how close we really are. Next to a pile, a pile. We're giving back. Giving back the dream. We're giving back the dream. We're giving back the dream. I know I'm right. I can't be wrong. What have you do? You're not so strong. Every angel sleeps somewhere. Every angel dreams of sometime. Every angel walks with me now. Every angel kills that's left out home. My Bruce G is resilient strong. We're giving back the dream. We're giving back. Another dumb kid shot.